The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Alan Ellis here this morning, and Miss Robin Ellis is with us as co-host this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got kind of rushed there at the end of at last hour. The point I was trying to make was that somebody said to me the other day the reason Michael Bloomberg and the others is the reason for our Second Amendment. I thought that was pretty clever to say that. So sorry, Dale had to move on, but. We did get cut off there a little early. So anyway, what would you like to talk about this morning? Rob, what would you like to talk about this morning?
Not a thing.
Not a thing? You don't have anything on mind? What about the deal we're going to tonight?
It's a, now you said it, benefit.
Yep.
For a local waterman who lost his boat. I'm trying to get the name. I'm sorry.
Well, the dad is Martin Beville.
No, I don't know if that's the dad or not. I think he's putting it up.
Yeah.
I was trying to find
Well, while
it.
She finds it, we'll
sorry.
We'll continue on there. So I know that was on your mind. We talked a little bit about the rockfish regulations for the spring season. Nobody's fishing for rockfish right now. And as I talk to people, certain people, are doing very well at these fish and flea markets and fishing shows. Others are not. You know, others are focused on rockfish, big jigs and things like that. And unfortunately, you know, with the advent of the changes in the season, some of those fishing lures and so forth are going to be had at bargain prices, you know, but others are doing real well with the perch gear and so forth. What'd you find?
You might be right about the father. I just didn't know the connection. Sorry. It's for Brandon and Ashley Beville. It's tonight in Cambridge, and they lost their boat to arson.
Yep.
And they're trying to get it. You know, they're the peace of souls provider and everything, and they're just okay. Benefit looks amazing.
A couple
and some
kids.
Of the, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a Facebook thing. You can find it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I look forward to going to that. I think it's 6 o'clock tonight, so we'll be down there. And get to meet some folks, so that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, they got some great auction stuff. They have a turkey tray, pig roast.
A pig roast?
Yes.
Oh, and I wonder if they'll save your favorite chunks. I wouldn't tell them. I wouldn't say what they were.
I'm not going to say a word. And a DJ, Chucky Love, who I've actually heard before.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
So we're looking forward to that tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a little something different to do for the evening. So, yeah. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. When the announcer there in the beginning, which is Ira, said, you know, your host, Alan Ellis, I think I'm going to have to call Ira and have him change that and get your name put on there.
No, I'm just a sidekick.
You're something in my side. I don't know if it's a kick.
Keep it up.
It might be after this.
Keep it up. I didn't talk to you through the break. We just keep right on going.
That's right. There was a reason. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. Any callers on the line to rescue me this morning there, Chris?
No, you're hanging out there on your own.
Oh,
thank
good.
You so much. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
Good, good.
Opened my eyes today or last night before I came in, so everything is great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I am.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Where would we be without Chris, Robin?
I have no idea.
Well, there's a certain creek that I'm pretty sure we would be paddling.
We've got Chris, and you're still up it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Hey, so I got up to Bay Country Bakery yesterday, and we put Dave Levy's picture on the cover of Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Yes, we did.
And I dropped off magazines there for Dave, and he was pretty happy. So I got a couple donuts and a cup of coffee. Yeah. Robin sent him a text. I sent him a text for Robin yesterday. Robin's in love with today's donut, the chocolate toffee one, and she wanted you to know. No answer, which was understandable since the guy gets up at dark 30. Actually, before dark 30. This morning I get a text at 2:57. Thank you. Hey, it's awesome you put my picture on your magazine. All that stuff.
I really like him.
Yeah, hey, Dave is up. What was the old commercial?
Making a donut.
Time to make the
donuts. Time to make the donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But his donuts are a lot better than that.
A lot of donuts, no question.
That is an understatement.
This one I had yesterday was so good, Chris.
I just stick with my old standby, the maple donuts with the sliced almonds, maple.
This had almonds on it.
Did it?
I think so.
Mm. Maybe some fell off of mine onto yours.
No, this is covered.
Look at that. There's John Akerst on the news. There's John, an old buddy, old goose hunting buddy. So there you go. How about that?
Our TV's on, but the sound's off.
Yeah, I know. Yep. No snowplows, though. No snowplows this winter, baby.
I'll just be quiet. Very depressing.
Now that you said that, you will have snow.
I hope so. When?
Well, I think usually, at least on this side of the pond, we get them the end of February, the beginning of March. So
yeah,
the next
I know.
Couple of weeks. And I think what's going to happen this weekend is, you know, try to lull us into a fake, oh, we're going to be fine. No problems. Now watch. Middle of next week, we're going to get bombarded.
We're going to get rain.
I hope
week.
So. The thing I'm worried about is us trying to get up to Deep Creek that weekend. I got a feeling that weekend's probably going to be the weekend that we get hit.
On the 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be all right.
It's 21st of March, but there's a reason that their prices go up so high that weekend.
Yeah, I know.
They must have snow.
Snow season. Yep, that's true. They do. They do raise their rates in March up there for some reason. So, but it's all good. All good. If Chris, do you follow Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook?
No, I have not signed up yet.
Do you do Facebook at all?
I used to be a pretty big user, and I've since, you know, kind of backed away from it because the next thing I know, an hour goes by. It's like, I could have used that hour to do something else.
Huh. Let's talk to Glenn.
Hey, Alan. Rob.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You're cold out there.
Yeah, it is a little cold. What kind of heat do you have?
Propane gas.
Yeah.
Stove.
That should be pretty warm.
Electric heater in the bathroom.
No, I got it. Yeah, that's what we have in the bathroom, too, a little electric heater. So, well, good. We guess we're going to see you down in Dorchester this weekend, huh?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah, man. That sounds good.
If I got to get my ride or whoever's going to. Definitely take me there.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you got a free ticket for whoever's going to take you, so there you go.
Yep, yeah, I know. I haven't had any luck hunting this week. No geese, no rabbits, no squirrels.
Man, oh, man. Maybe you ought to consider being a vegan.
No?
Yeah. I talked to a buddy of mine the other day who you would never believe would be a vegan. He turned vegan, and you know, I was extremely surprised. So, but it was a health thing more so than a preference. So, anyway, Glenn, we'll see you this weekend, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. Is there like a cutoff or a split for the age of like say the younger kids from a certain age down free, or is it still $4?
It's $4, I think, for everybody. I don't know if there's any, you know, baby in arms fee or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm looking right now.
Oh, yeah, I don't have new baby arms, but the 5-year-old and if daughter does still go and come in.
Yeah.
You know, got a 19-month-old.
So. I got it. Robin will look for you. We'll
I'm looking
you
right this
shortly.
Minute.
So. Mm-hmm.
I've been busy, crazy busy. So, driving around all over the country, you know. Yeah. I think I've been in every county this week except Allegheny and Garrett, and we'll make our way up there in the end of March. So,
it just says $4 per child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right,
buddy. No, I'm sorry. I'm yawning in your ear.
All right, that's, get down 50, turn on what's the name of the road in Cambridge?
It's you go down Route 16. You turn if you're going down 50. I always turn right on Woods Road, which is where the Royal Farms is.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the end of that. There's a stop sign. You make a right. You go all the way down to Church Creek with the next stop sign, I guess. Make a left like you're going to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, and keep going through the refuge, and you'll see the school on the left hand side down there. So, all right.
Right in Cambridge, right on stop sign, then left at the next road.
Stop sign, and yeah, well, you'll see Church Creek. You'll see, yeah, Blackwater National Wildlife Research. When you know, you go out of Cambridge, you go through the, I'm not sure what that little intersection is there by the school, but you just keep going about, I don't know, 8 or 10 miles to Church Creek, and then you make a left, and you'll be there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Anyway, you be taking me. They got the they called it GPS anyway.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Go. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, Chris, you've been called out on an email.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
About?
John B., the great squirrel hunter, a.k.a. Chris. Anything at all? We are waiting with peanut butter on our breath.
I love John B.
hopefully,
yeah.
Monday.
Oh, good.
I mean, I've got to make a call today to the landowner, and hopefully Monday.
Ah. Does that guy look familiar, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good. Monday.
And yes, there will be pictures.
I hope so.
I can't wait.
If you're going where I think you're going, lots of squirrels.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Lots of squirrels.
Because it's going to be really nice weather. Dale and I were talking before we went on the air.
Yeah.
And this time of year, with my schedule being the way that it is, they should be getting up in about the time I get up there. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, take the 22 just in case you happen to see a coyote go by.
Oh, don't worry. That's what I'm going out there, because after I saw pictures of in the area of some bear, granted, I realize a 22 and a bear isn't going to make any difference. But still, I'm not going out there with that air rifle. But I'm really looking forward to this. Like, Monday cannot get here fast enough.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. All right, brother. Anybody on the line?
No, sir. It's just the three of us.
Wow,
and
buddy.
And everybody else is listening.
Oh, I know they're listening.
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting for me to give something away. I ain't got nothing yet. Maybe next week, though.
Well, they could come on and give us tips of how they do certain things, like, you know, how they hunt, how they fish, how they do their maintenance on their gear before the season starts?
Yeah, they could. That's boring stuff.
You're supposed to get people to call, not alienate them. I've got to go. I've got somebody calling in.
See? It works when you alienate
people.
That
works when Chris talks, not you.
You guys, I feel like a sandwich here between you and him. Anyway.
I feel for you.
410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So...
All right, well, while you're yawning and stretching and doing anything else, why don't we talk to Jack?
Well, I've been waiting to talk to Jack. What's the holdup there on your end, Chris? Good morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Just having a little fun. How about you?
Well, trying to have some fun, but, you know, I'm out here and I get these groundhogs, you know, and it's not, you don't see them much this time of the year, but... And they're always digging holes. And
very soon, though.
Yeah, so anyway, I got one in my, I'm pretty sure it's a groundhog in my barn. And, you know, because I saw a hole one time and then I put something down in it, but then I'm pretty sure it's a groundhog. I haven't seen them lately, but you can smell something in there, you know, so I bought a cage.
Yeah.
You know, a trapping cage in it.
Yep.
So what do you think, I just put a pile of dirt in there, but he didn't go for that.
A pile of dirt?
Anyway, what do you think I should put in there?
Cantaloupe.
Huh?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Mm-hmm. That's what...
Oh, I got you.
That's yeah, what... Cool. That's okay. What... Yeah, that's what yeah. The groundhog bait scent yeah. is made from, is cantaloupe.
Okay, good.
Get some,
good.
Get some nice ripe cantaloupe.
Like lattice or something, you know.
Yeah, get some nice ripe cantaloupe and put in there. Cantaloupe's good. Apples work good. Anything with a little scent to it like that, but I found apples or cantaloupe work best.
Right. And how far do you think I'd need to take them from the property? You know, like that cat can come back for miles. I mean, how far do you think a groundhog I should take a couple miles away to towards a reservoir or something?
Well, then you're just making it somebody else's problem.
So get rid of them, right?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I do that. I mean, I normally, you know, hit them with my 22 or something if I see one, but, you know, you don't always have it there.
That's right.
So, okay.
All right.
That's all I really need to know.
Yep.
Enjoy your show.
Yep. Set that thing about, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet from the hole and do a little trail.
Right.
From the hole out to the trap and put some in the trap. Is it a double end box trap? Does both ends open up?
You know, I think so. I bought it, tractor's blind. It's sitting out on the porch. I just bought it the other day. I didn't look at it real close, but I bought a big enough one.
Yeah.
I had a couple different sizes.
If it's a double ender, you know, put cantaloupe at both ends. Once he hits the pan inside, the both doors go shut at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's a single-ended because they had one bigger, and that may have been a double.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got you. All right, appreciate the information.
All right, man.
Have a great day.
I've trapped okay. many of them. Yep, thanks, Jack.
All right. See you,
yep, bye-bye. Yep, raccoons and groundhogs. Hey, you woodchucks, stop chucking my wood!
You love that commercial.
I do. I like that commercial. Anybody online there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we've got Kevin.
Well, let's talk to Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. I was calling in to talk about when you were a little earlier, you had one about the fox hunters and running the horses.
Yep.
Well, I woke up on Sunday mornings, and they're running right through my farm.
Yep.
Nobody asked me or anything else. They
nope.
got the right to do it.
They don't.
And the thing of it is that they're not hunting, foxes. They don't kill them. They just run the dogs and the horses.
Uh huh. So they say.
You know, I thought when you were on before that you were saying that they were killing the foxes and they're against the dogs.
I did not say that. I didn't say they kill them. I said that. They are against this bill that would restrict contests for fur bears.
Okay, I misunderstood. I'm so sorry.
Now, foxes have been killed on fox chases in Maryland. I can tell you that. What happens if the dogs? What happens if the dogs catch a fox?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they're going.
What happens if the dog catches
a
fox? What happens if the dog catch a fox with mange?
Oh my God! Yep.
Yeah.
Bad thing.
Yep. So, no. I mean, listen. They need written permission from you. They need to have their identification. Now, here's the thing. Is fox chasing hunting?
Right.
Is it? I mean, it's a question. They say, well, they don't kill them, so it's not considered hunting. But if it's not, if it's not considered hunting, why do they have to have a fur bearer or fur taker's license? Not an individual like you and I pay.
Right.
If we want to shoot a coyote, we pay $5 a year, add it onto our license. You know, if a coyote happens to chance by and we want to shoot it while we're out hunting, okay?
Well,
they have to pay.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if there's 50 horses and 50 dogs and 50 horseback riders. They pay for one $10 permit to cover the whole hunt.
Well, I can guarantee one thing. When you approach those people, they act like they're holier than thou. I mean, they have rights, and they don't mind letting you know that too. I mean, it's very disrespectful in a lot of ways.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
We have horses, and it spooks our horses with dogs running in there.
Well, of course it does.
You know, and it's no respect for us. It's all about them. And I know down Wild, and they run them every year, and they wait for the rut to be on, and that's when they come. Then they screw the hunting up for, there's guys in there, you know, hunting during the rut, and here comes a dog run under your tree, and it's, you know.
Well, that can be considered hunter harassment, and the NRP needs to be called in on that, because
I don't know why the park lets it happen. Every year it's the same way.
Interesting. That's a good question.
Yeah, you can look into it.
Yeah, I might. Well, do me a favor. Do you have email?
Not right now.
No, I mean when you're at work or whatever.
Yeah.
If you do, send me an email about it, and we'll follow up with it. Are you talking about the public land on Wye Island Wildlife Management Area? They run horses in there during the rut?
Yes, they do. And dogs. You know, you can hear them out in the field. If you're on the edge of the river and you're hunting, here comes a dog running under you with horses out in the field with the people on them, on the horses.
Are they on private land, or is it sanctioned by?
It's the park property.
Okay. I'm trying to follow you, because that's a natural resource management area.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's private land. You know, I mean, not private, but it's
public land. Yep. I get it. So. All right, buddy. Drop me an email about that. Okay.
I'll do it.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Hey, I'm on your side, buddy. I think I think I've dealt with them, you know, face to face and in meetings and everything else, and everything that you say about their arrogance and attitude is quite spot on. So.
It is. It is, and it's not right.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, we got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, they're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. And before you go fishing, you know, you check your rods and your reels, you check and see, and you look and you go, oh, man, I got the tip knocked off of my fishing rod, or I got a broken guide or a bent guide. Take it into Clyde Sports Shop. They'll fix it up for you. While you're there, get some line. Now, if you want to wait to the 10-day fishing sale, that's the Let's Go Fishing Sale, Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 15th, that's fine. Go ahead and wait. You'll get a bunch of stuff on sale, like tackle for perch and trout, all on sale. Raw rods and reels from Shakespeare and Ugly Stick and Pfluger on sale. The Penn Battle 2 series and the Pfluger President series are on sale. Those are spinning reels. So, you know, you can stop by, but you can get your line for half price. Take your empty spool in. Tell them what pound test you want. If it's 8-pound test and it's normally 4 cents a yard or whatever, they're going to get it for 2. kids combos and fishing kits on sale from 1995 for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. And all trolling lures are on sale as well. Hey, check out their line of St. Croix rods, and don't forget, Clyde's has live frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures and hooks and weights and tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, circle hooks for rockfish, and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes if you need them. 410-242-6108. The location is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
What?
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wow! You need to shoot that job before you get off? Shoot him, man. Shoot him. If you don't shoot him in that right spot, it's just kicking him off. You're going to get him
for a gator shooting, Robin.
You're in trouble. You ain't far off.
I want to do that. That's on the bucket list.
Do it! You might get away!
You going with me? I'll get your pair of gator cowboy boots.
We got him next time.
Gator purse. Gator belt. Gator headband.
Shoot him again!
Gator crochet hook.
Diamond, you gotta shoot him to pull.
Why aren't you speaking? You know we're hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not replying.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to shoot a gator?
I don't care what you shoot.
Anybody on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir.
Oh, look at this woman.
We're going through a cycle.
We're going through a cycle. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, they come flying in as far as calls, and then just like geese, they take off and then come back again.
Oh, really? Okay. Like geese, you're
look, I've never been goose hunting in my life.
Comparing our callers to geese.
No, I'm just talking about the patterns of how we get calls
I see.
Okay, I'm not calling anybody a goose. I'm just saying the patterns, they come and go.
I see. I gave Robin a goose the other night. 410 WCBM 680, 410.
I'm not responding to him anymore today.
You just did.
No, I was. I told Chris that I didn't talk to you.
She's not talking to me. She'll talk to our listeners.
I feel the loving.
Yeah, I know. She'll talk to our listeners, but she's not talking to me. But that's okay. That's okay. So Monday it is for you on the squirrels, huh? I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to, later this afternoon when I get up, I'm going to make a phone call. Hopefully, I will talk to the landowner. If not, you know, leave a message and hopefully
sure.
before
hey,
the weekend, and I'm sure they'll call me back.
Oh, he'll call you back. Yeah, I know the guy.
Will make the trip up there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Can't wait.
Sounds like fun. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I yawned. I apologize.
You're the one that made me yawn on the air. Aren't you? Maybe not. Okay. This is senseless banter back and forth. We need a subject or a caller or something. All right, let's talk about what we printed here in the magazine. That'll help a little bit.
How about those snow geese I told you about?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Or you could also talk to John.
Well, okay, we'll talk to John. We do want to talk about the snow geese, though. Somebody dumped 40 snow geese on the road down here in Cordova.
They said they all look like they've been shot.
Of course they had been. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing?
Good, well. What's going on?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. Earlier this year, deer hunting, I ran into some coyote damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, hey, you know, let me pop one of them.
So what do you call coyote damage?
I had shot a deer that I didn't recover till the next day.
Okay, and it was
when I looked at it. Normally, I would see a deer, the hams would be gone, or the animal would start. Usually, a fox at the hams.
Yep.
This one, it was through the chest,
right in the middle.
The arrow was going through. Yeah.
Yep. Right in
and
the middle.
I think I talked to you, and it said they were going for the liver.
Yep, that's what they go for.
Yeah. All right, so I go back. I look in the book to see what I need to do to shoot a coyote.
Yep.
And there's a season.
Sure.
But if you read on there, it almost looks like you need a fur bear permit.
You do. You need a $5 fur bear permit.
Okay, well, then you answered my question.
Yep.
But it doesn't really spell it out that well in the booklet you get with the license.
Right.
So it left me questioning, well, you know. I was going to wait to run into a DNR guy and see what he had to say.
No, it's very simple. If you want to shoot a coyote or a fox or something during the hunting season, you need a $5 fur bear permit.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Thanks for your help.
No problem, buddy. Good. I hope you get one. I told the listeners a while back, I picked up a roadkill coyote from up in Carroll County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it. Right up on Route 32.
It got hit right in front of him.
Yeah, right up above the reservoir there. I was headed, I guess, south on 32, and the truck was coming up north, and I saw this coyote coming down through a guy's yard, and it hit the side of this pickup truck and rolled. And I went over and looked at it, and it had expired from its injuries. And it wasn't run over. It had just run into the side of the truck. And I guess it did enough internal damage and so forth. But I picked it up, put it in the back of the truck, and hauled it to the taxiderm. So I was going right by the guy's shop that night, and I got it back the other day. What a beautiful animal. I'll tell you what, the guard hairs on the back behind its neck are beautiful, long and multicolored. It's got a nice fluffy tail. Robin preferred it be mounted in a snow scene, which it is.
The only snow that Easton will see this year.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Yes, it is.
But it's pretty. It's pretty. It's pretty cute. So and big. It was a female, but it's probably a 30-pound coyote. It was a big mature female. So.
It was really a healthy female too, because it didn't have any mange. It didn't have any.
No, nothing.
It was. It's a gorgeous animal.
No question.
My daughter said it looks like a stuffed animal because it doesn't look real. It's so pretty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So. But good luck on that. I had a friend shoot one on the farm I hunt down in Dorchester County with a bow this year. So it's 17 yards, so he made a good shot.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
I heard you guys talking about snow geese. We had a place over in Delaware, and I guess it's an outfitter.
Yeah.
Does setups for them, but that's pretty neat. They, you know, they throw a bunch of decoys out, and they had a couple of them that are on poles that look like the geese are flying.
Right.
And then they just lay down in the field, like in a white Tyvek suit.
Yep.
And then when the geese come over, they blast them.
You need to do that a couple times. That's a lot of fun. You get, you know, you look up in the horizon and there's 10,000 snow geese flying your way. And
yeah,
all of a sudden they're over top of you and they're whirling and squawking and screaming. And, you know, you look at them and you go, come on, come on, come on. And they stay 200 yards up and they just taunt you. And every now and then you'll get a bunch come in close enough to take a shot. But it's, it's a lot of fun.
Something so relaxing be so aggravating, you know?
Exactly. Oh, the word among the waterfowl hunters when that happens in the goose pit or on the, you know, in the duck blind or, they're just ignorant. They're just being ignorant. So,
yeah,
that's what we call it. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. You too. 410 WCBM 680. Thanks. Anybody, Mr. Chris?
No, sir.
Did you see the picture we just sent you?
Haven't opened up the message yet. I'm doing some paperwork.
Paperwork? Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, I've been to a couple of our sponsors. I was at W&W Tire and Auto Service the other day. I don't know if the folks have been there recently or not, but the waiting room is, like, better than your doctor's office. Very relaxing. They've taken a whole building and turned it into office suite and restrooms and waiting area. And it's just like going in, it's like going into our back room of our house. It's really, really nice. Coffee machine, you know, it's all good. Yeah. So W&W Tire and Auto Service is, I said to the owner, Dwayne, I said, Dwayne, what's the heart of your business? He said, commercial vehicles. I said, the working man, just like we say in the commercial. He goes, yep, plumbers and contractors and electricians and drywall guys and, you know, carpentry and the whole deal. That's the kind of stuff they're looking for. They do the big stuff. They do the school buses and the commercial stuff and all that. But he said, you know, that's the heart of the business. So that's what I thought was our audience, and I think it still is our audience. So always nice to recommend. Folks that have been with me for a long, long time. You know, the number of folks have been sponsoring this show forever, including Battery Warehouse, including W&W Tire and Auto Service, including Clyde's, you know, and the Linex folks. I mean,
Linex.
Yeah, Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex. And you get to know the guys, you know, you talk about their family and their trips and their business. And it's more than just a, hey, you're a customer type of relationship, because I'm their customer too. So we're working on some stuff right now where we've been customers of other businesses here on the shore, and we're working on talking to them as far as being sponsors and that type of thing. So hopefully before long you'll be hearing about a few new folks on the air. And anybody, of course, that's interested in getting their message out through the show, if you're listening to my voice, you're a listener. And we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners out there. So give us a call or send us an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So here we go. Chris, anybody? Yeah, hello?
I've got Luigi on the line.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, we're ready.
Go ahead.
Luigi, hey. Good morning. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. All right, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm just talking about shooting squirrels. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make a squirrel stew.
Squirrel pot pie. That's your favorite. Yeah.
I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do with them yet. I got to get them first. But, you know, worst case scenario is clean them and put them in the refrigerator for a day, and then I'll figure out a recipe.
I'll soak them in salt water overnight.
Okay. Yeah, it would be delicious. It'd be delicious in a pot pie.
Yeah, soak them in salt water overnight, Chris, and you know, you can use any kind of stew recipe or chili recipe and just put them in the crock pot and, you know, let them cook off the bone. You'll be fine.
So what else is going on over there?
Nothing really. We're just kind of sitting here relaxing in front of the fire, and Robin's doing a little crochet, and the TV's on in the background, and, you know, we're getting the weather forecast.
Is she mad at you?
I don't know. Are you mad at me?
If you can't figure it out, that's all right.
I didn't ask. Luigi asked.
He just said he already figured it out.
Oh, he knows you're mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, why are you mad at me?
Yeah, I can tell.
Uh-oh.
It's all good.
When they say you can't figure it out, you're in trouble.
Oh, I know. I already know that. But if those tensions that you have are going through the airwaves, through the miracles of the electronic.
Oh, I did that on purpose.
Did what on purpose?
Let them go through the airwaves.
So people know.
Yeah, I picked them up about 6 a.m.
Right. Yeah, right about 6 a.m. You're good, Luigi.
Yeah. I would.
So you're married too, Luigi.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Well, there you go.
She left at 5 o'clock this morning.
I gotcha. And Chris, you've been married, right? So
yeah.
And all our listeners out there who are married, you know, so, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you can tell everything's calm yesterday. I come back from the VA, and right away she goes out in the kitchen. What are you doing putting so many juices in the refrigerator? Why can't I? Well, nothing else to come on, so she comes on to that, juices. With a couple of different, you know, two more. Why you got all these mango juices in there?
Because you like mango.
Yeah, I said, why not? You know, with nothing else in the house that, you know, she wanted to get on to.
Yeah, well. Yeah. All right. Well, look, I hope she's not listening, Luigi. So.
Oh, I don't care.
I like Luigi. I like Luigi's wife, too, though.
Got it.
Oh, my wife's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, so is mine.
Yeah, my wife is from the Philippines.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just don't buy too much mango juice and stay on her good side.
Yeah, she likes mango juice. I don't know why she was saying.
Because she needed something to.
I guess. Anyway, buddy, thank you. We gotta move along. Thank you. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It's time for the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show, and that's February 28th and 29th. Do you want to read this? Wake you up.
I'm awake. I'm fine, and I'm really not that mad at you.
You're yawning into the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'll be better. Well, I don't have my little cough button here.
Well, you need to tell Chris. You need to
say, I told Chris, but Chris, it doesn't work out.
I sent the message to the chief
Eric.
Engineer to take a look into the cough button.
Oh, good. That's good. All right.
I try
It'd
not
be
to.
Be like that Staples button, right? You just hit it and.
Yes, and the world becomes perfect.
That is one thing I really do miss, because I never had to try to figure out which way to turn my head or take the mic off to do it.
Right. Can we talk about the National Outdoor Show now?
Oh, sure.
All right. You're going to yawn again? Get it out of the way before I continue. Thank you. It's the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show, February 28th and 29th. It's in Church Creek, Maryland. Technically, it's between Church Creek and Golden Hill. 3485 Golden Hill Road. It's at the school down there on the left-hand side. You'll see the cars. The admission's just $8 for an adult, $4 for a child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. This is what they tell you. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. The folks from Dorchester County and the National Outdoor Show say, we're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A dichotomy, so to speak. A weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. That's where Robin disappears to. Savor the local seafood delicacies and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. February 28, 29, 2020. See you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org.
Yep, my favorite jeweler will be there.
I know, Lynn. Yep, I know, the one that makes all the crab jewelry.
I love her stuff. And muskrat jewelry.
I know.
I want to get a muskrat something to remind me of down there.
How about some muskrat stew? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're ready to go fishing. You know, they really are. And by the way, you can figure out, you know, if you got some gun problem, if you got some issue that you've had in the last year during the hunting season, now's the time to get it in there and get Lawrence to take a look at it for taking care of the maintenance. Very few gun repair shops around anymore, and Clyde's is one of them, so... same way with rod and reel repair, they'll do that too. But let's talk about the fishing. Let's go fishing 10-day sale. March 6th through March 15th. That's Friday through Sunday. All their tackle for perch and trout's on sale. The Penn reels, the Battle 2 series are on sale. The President series of Fluger reels are on sale. As a matter of fact, all the ugly sticks and Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale. You can get your fresh line wound on your spools for starting at a penny a yard. It's all half price. And you know what to do. Empty your spool and take it in there. They'll fill it up. Whatever the price is on the card on the wall, it's half of that. All trolling lures, kids combos, all on sale. Stop and see the great selection of St. Croix rods. Now, there's a nice fishing rod right there. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures and hooks and lead weights and all that other kind of tackle right there at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit. Number 9, 410. 242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Good looking stretch of weather underway this weekend with high pressure in charge for much of the country. It's not until Tuesday and Wednesday of the upcoming work week that storm system takes shape and brings in rain and wind into our forecast and another cool down late next week. But enjoy the sunshine this weekend. We're at 52 this afternoon. Low tonight, 31. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Monday, mostly cloudy and 55. I'm meteorologist Scott Larrymore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my. my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
My baby looks good in camouflage. She don't wear it that often, but she looks good in it when she's in it.
Well, thank you.
You do.
I think that would be my two biggest problems in the stand.
What?
Talking and peeing.
They're your two biggest problems here. Why wouldn't it be in the stand? What would change?
Oh, I'm trying to get him out of trouble with me, and he is trying to dig himself deeper.
Oh, well. Can't you feel the love there, Chris?
Oh, yes. I always feel the love
sure.
coming through.
Oh, yeah. Any callers on the line?
No, sir.
Larry hung up. Sorry, Larry. I don't know if we have time to get back to Larry anyway or not. We got about a minute left or something like that.
So. About that.
About that, yeah.
About that. It would have been a situation if Larry had hung on, he probably would have had about a minute or so.
Yeah, well, you can pretty much make
next
your point.
Next week, Larry. Call
yeah,
next week.
Yeah, exactly. You can make your point. You can make your point in a minute, right, Chris?
Yes, you can.
Yep.
Next week we'll be here same bat time, same bat channel.
And now all of a sudden, you don't have anything to say.
No, that series was on like when you were like two.
I love that series.
Batman?
Yes.
I had all the cards. I had a card collection set. I had all the cards.
Well, that's older than me.
Except one. I don't know what the odd card is. I still have them somewhere.
They're probably in the shed.
Yep.
Did you have the model car?
No, I didn't have the model. No, I was out of the model business. I had all the Aurora Monster models. I had Frankenstein and Dracula and the Wolfman and Superman. I did have Batman model. I had all that stuff from Aurora. Mm-hmm. Built all that stuff. But anyway, that's another story for another day. There is the...